All right, good afternoon. It is July 16th, 1:31 p.m. I am Commissioner Zach Brooks. Joining me is Commissioner Leslie Van Beek. The DSD staff reports and additional exhibits have been received, posted by the deadline on the county's website, land use hearing page for anyone to review. Potential conflicts of interest. Are there any declarations pertaining to this application, such as conversations or meetings outside of this hearing received by any commissioner?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
No for myself. Is there any commissioner who, for reasons of a conflict of interest, requests to be excused from participating in this decision?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
No for myself. So we are going to abbreviate this. So I don't know if you've, sir, have been here since, I think we make the applicant go first now. So you will be up first. You'll come forward, state your name, address for the record, and then after you have your 10 minutes and you're completed, then we'll have DSD present the staff report. So. Yeah, you can swear us in, please.
Mark Jones, Dan Lister, Jay Gibbons. Do you swear from this testimony you give to the truth, the whole truth, and the best truth to help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay.
You can sit down, sir, if you like.
All right, I'm Mark Jones. My address is 25220 Kingsbury Road, Middleton, Idaho, 83644. I'm here today asking for approval of my short plat. So this is 2.5 years in the making. Just kind of been plucking along the best I can while I work and stuff and all that. So I'm going after this short plat just to divide it, the property. It's 2.91 acres in half so that we can, you know, do either sell or build a home, whatever I plan to do out back. I'm probably gonna build a house. I've gone to all the agencies so far and done all the requirements that are needed, and agreed to all the conditions of all the different agencies as well. And so I haven't bucked anything. I did do a little bit of haggling with the highway department and came to a license agreement for my trees up by the road because they really benefit my property, especially when the hot sun goes down and stuff. So I have that agreement with them in place. And everybody else has signed off on the Mylar so far. It'll only be the treasurer left and then you once you get the approval. No opposition of it. My neighbor opposed it with a letter one time and that was it. And here we are. So everybody's approved of it and signed off on it except for you guys. And I just look forward to the approval and getting going. It's been 2.5 years, a long time.
It is a long time. Chairman, I have just a question.
Yes.
Mr. Johns did make an argument on the highway district recommendation to remove those trees, and that was a director's decision on granting the variance to allow that. Is that how that went down?
Through the chair, at the time of plat, the applicant worked with the highway district to get a variance. And I believe as part of the right-of-way dedication, they came up with an agreement to maintain those that landscaping, and I believe that it's a user's agreement.
Okay.
Between that highway district and the applicant.
And so, Chairman, follow-up question.
Yes.
So Mr. John indicated that he might sell one of those parcels. So does it go with the land or does it go with Mr. John?
The agreement runs with the land.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Chairman.
Okay. I have no questions, so you still have 10 remaining time in your 10 minutes if you would like to add anything.
No, there's not a lot to it. It's going to benefit the area for sure. I mean, I have homes building behind me at an Eagle Cap right now, and I'm sure eventually across the street they'll go to those properties too. So it's going to benefit the area totally because right now I just have a dry field with weeds in it. And so putting a home there is a great thing for this property. It'll beautify the area. I'm sure the neighbors will like it. It'll fit in with the type of homes that they're building as well. So it'll be really nice for the area. And that's it.
Chairman?
Yes.
One more question. On the access, you have a shared driveway?
Yeah, there's the 40-foot got approved. It's a 40-foot easement.
Okay. And that runs on the, I have bifocals, but that's the northern boundary.
Northern Andre, yes, and I had part of the requirements is, you know, getting rid of like the little circle driveway. I have kind of a driveway that's kind of connected to my neighbors. I don't know how that all got in. And I, to tell you the truth, I've never looked to see where the actual access to my property is when I bought it. So yeah, I have to get rid of that, and I'm agreed to all of that. And then the one access will be the shared drive.
Okay.
On the north side.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're up, Dan.
All right. So as requested, as shown in your staff report, the request is a short plat before you today. It's the preliminary plat part of it, and then later they would bring back the final plat if this gets approved, subject to meeting the conditions. So this is for Sunset View subdivision, which is a two-lot subdivision. That is consistent with the development agreement that was approved as part of that rezone of the property to R1, that they would stick to a two-lot subdivision, no secondary dwellings. And so we'll go through it. The section 717.095 is the board's discretion to review this case and make a decision. The first thing to look at is the commission's recommendation. And then with that, do you want to sustain, modify, or reject that recommendation and based on standards shown on the screen? So just to go through the summary, this is a 2.9 acre property, 2.7 after right-of-way dedication. It's a two-lot subdivision approved through rezoning initially to the R1 zone back in 2024. The development will take access off of Kingsbury Road, which is a major collector via 40-foot wide shared access and utility easement. Highway District requires that 40-foot wide road public right-of-way as for future improvements along Kingsbury. As stated on the record already, the applicant has worked with the Highway District to maintain that landscaping at the frontage through an agreement with the Highway District. And the Highway District has already signed the final plat, so they have found this to be acceptable. Fire District did provide a comment, which is in the your exhibits, 3C4. Initially, they were just saying we'd still want to meet with the applicant and make sure it meets the 2018 International Fire Code. The applicant has already worked with the Fire District based on the conditions provided by the P&Z Commission, and the fire District has already granted approval of the final plat, and that's Exhibit 4 of your staff report. The city impact area is City of Star. No comment was received from City of Star. The applicant didn't indicate on the application that they wanted to waive city subdivision improvements. And the city has started to indicate they wanted to waive anything. The P&Z took it as we're waiving this. And talking to the applicant, the City of Star has already signed the plat, so they've already agreed probably through that they're waiving it too. So I think we're safe to say it could be waived. Water and sewer, lot one already has domestic systems. Lot two will be established at the time of development with individual wells and septic systems. Southwest District Health had no concerns. Irrigation, there's no irrigation district out there, so irrigation water is by individual wells, so they would meet IDWR's exemption requirements for wells that are serving residential with irrigation. So I think it's half acre of that property can be irrigated by well. Drainage, storm subdivision runoff would just be maintained by the homeowners. It's a pretty flat property. And so just a standard condition on that final plat is that they have to maintain that drainage on site. With that being stated, comments received. We did receive county engineer comments saying they're good with some conditions. Conditions are very standard, just signatures on the plat, basically, and any construction would be done before final plat signature. Idaho Transportation Department had no comments or concerns. Southwest District Health, again, already did a subdivision engineering study, which they approved, which found no concerns. Highway District did approve it already with their board, giving the final plat approval already. And then Highway District, again, the applicant met with the Fire District and got approval for that final plat. So the Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval subject to the standards you see on the screen, which are also in your staff report. The changes I wanted to bring up is into the conditions. So there's originally 8 conditions proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Those were on Exhibit 1. That's their FCOs that they signed. And the ones I'm thinking about requesting to remove is one, number five, which is the highway district, or sorry, the development shall comply with Middleton fire requirements. With that new exhibit, exhibit four, they're ready, they're fine with the plat, so we don't need that condition. And also, the plat had some corrections at the time of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The exhibits five is a kind of an updated plat correcting those errors. So there was one that said the wrong plat name. And so it was, I think they said Sunset View Lane subdivision when it was Sunset View subdivision. So that got corrected. And then also the discussion about the development agreement, having no secondary dwellings, that got updated on there. So staff is requesting those conditions be removed because they've been taken care of. The staff does request two conditions to be added, and one of them is prior to final plat signing, the final plat should have a note saying all lots are subject to development agreement 24-20025. Per the development agreement, secondary residents are prohibited. So it's very clear on the face of the plat. And then secondly, staff didn't make this a timing now, but later at the building permit, staff is recommending a condition saying prior to building permit issuance on lot two, a road user's maintenance agreement shall be recorded per section 710.031b3. This is a shared driveway that the owner takes access and owns both properties right now. At the time of division and selling of that property, it's probably the best time to do a road user's maintenance agreement instead of at this point. It would be different if this is a private road. We may have asked for that now. But with this condition, it'll be caught at the building permit stage to make sure that there's a road user's maintenance agreement recorded per county code. And with that, that's the condition staff is recommending and some of the deletions. And I'm here for any questions you may have.
Thank you, Dan. It's a comprehensive update and overview, and I appreciate your suggestions. Chairman, I had questions, but those have been answered by Mr. Lidster during his presentation.
Excellent. And how do you feel? Well, I guess we can get into deliberation in a minute. Do you have no other questions?
Not, Chairman.
Okay. We're at the rebuttal stage, so if you would like to add anything further.
Agreeable. The changes that they're requesting there are totally agreeable.
Okay.
Okay, Chairman, I move we close public testimony.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So.
Chairman, I'm in favor of approving this as presented with the suggestions from Mr. Lidster that we delete on that last slide that he had those items that have been taken care of and we add 7 and 8 on the new conditions of approval regarding the lots being subject to the development agreement and that prior to the issuance on lot 2 for a building permit that a road user's maintenance agreement has to be recorded. So that seems reasonable and good to me.
Yeah, I agree. Those are good changes.
Yeah. And I appreciate everybody working together. There have been some it is a long process, but the county has been in the process of, I guess, making the standard fair and equal for everyone and making sure that building in Canyon County is sustainable and maintains its value for years to come. So thank you for working so hard with the agencies.
Thank you.
Chairman, with that, I move that based on the findings of facts, conclusions of law contained herein for case number SD 2023-0001, that the Board of County Commissioners approves the preliminary plat for Sunset View Subdivision subject to the conditions of approval as enumerated herein.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And just a question for discussion.
Yeah.
Is that good enough that I did not include, I stated support for the additions and deletions, but okay. I just want to make sure I didn't need to include that in my motion.
I'm going to send the document to Jenna so she can print it out. You can sign it today.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'll just agendize when the conditions are met. There's only a couple. Once that's met, we can get him in here and get the final plat signed.
Okay. Sounds great.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for being here today. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.